2-1 is your score. Colorado with the lead with the slimmest of margins. After two periods of play here, as we welcome you back inside the Budweiser bullpen, Guy Carenza here with the second intermission report brought to you by Coca-Cola Southwest Beverages. Well, Colorado got off to work, and they got to work very, very quickly to begin the game as they got two goals within the game's opening 3 minutes. The first coming 2 minutes and 32 seconds into the game on a power play from Landon West. The assists go to Gutteridge and Burke on the goal that made it 1-0 Colorado, but just 24 seconds after that, the Grit would add another one, this time from Braden Junker, his first goal of the season, coming from Cook and Carter to make it a 2-0 hockey game. That's where we stood after 20 minutes of play. Colorado took the first five shots of the game, although the Wranglers outshot them 14-9 after 20 minutes of play, and he kind of felt like the Wranglers' response after letting in the first two goals of the game in the opening 3 minutes was pretty good. The Wranglers were getting chances offensively. They responded quite well, just couldn't get that goal. Well, it didn't take them long to get it in the second period as Jack McDonald in the opening 2 minutes gets a goal off of a steal deep into the Colorado end, moves in tight between the circles and goes five-hole on Erickson for his 13th goal of the season to make it a 2-1 hockey game. And that's where we stand after 40 minutes of play. For Jack McDonald, he's just been exceptional against Colorado this season, as McDonald now has 9 goals and 11 assists for 20 points in 10 games in the season series against Colorado. He's averaging 2 points per game against the Grit. What more can he ask for? He now has 3 goals and 4 assists in his last 6 games as he's continuing to heat up down the stretch for the Wranglers heading into the Robertson Cup playoffs. And that's exactly the kind of thing that you want to see down the stretch, is you want to see your big playmakers heating up. You want to see that kind of hard-nosed play that Jack McDonald brings to his game. You want to see that ripple throughout the lineup, and we're starting to see it as the Wranglers' second line of Phillips, Morris, and Gadowski does that on every single shift. McDonald's also strong on the forecheck, so are the Ivy Twins. And I really like what Victor Budik has done so far tonight with Connor McNaughton on his line as well. I think that all of those guys that I just mentioned have done a really good job making plays with the puck, yes, but it more so about what they've done with the puck off of their stick, creating chances with steals off of the forecheck, kind of pressuring Colorado to make these ill-advised passes that in turn give the Wranglers possession and chances to score. For Jack McDonald, he did a really good job of really trying to apply pressure on the forecheck, and Colorado just sees the puck flub off their stick beneath the far circle. McDonald's right there to pick it up. He drives towards the net and scores. And that's one of the things that Jack McDonald does really, really well. I think we know him for being a very quick player, having some really good hands, some really good stick handling, and a good shot as well. But he's been a very aggressive forechecker for the Wranglers in his time in a Wrangler uniform. And that's kind of what's impressed me the most about Jack McDonald, because sometimes with skill players, you don't really see them go into those dirty areas, especially on the forecheck, to kind of make those play happen. Not for Jack McDonald. He's no stranger to going deep into enemy territory and trying to make things happen away from the puck. And he also drew the lone Colorado penalty earlier on in the first period that gave the Wranglers their only power play chance. So Jack McDonald continues to be an impact player for the Wranglers down the stretch, and I think he's a key component for the Wranglers in going on a deep playoff run. So it's good to see him continuing to heat up here in the game in the weekend set against Colorado. This is the first game of a 3-game set to close out the regular season between these two clubs. I will say this about the Colorado Grit. This is probably the best performance that Colorado has put together in the season series between these two clubs, which has largely been dominated by Amarillo. The Wranglers are 8-0-0-1 against Colorado in the season series. The lone Colorado victory came in a shootout in the first series between these two clubs back in January. And so for Amarillo, they've had their way against Colorado, yes, and I think everybody knew that coming into this weekend's matchup, but this series is not just a shoe-in for a Wrangler victory, and I think Colorado, to this point, has proven that. They've proven that, you know, they're not backing down here this season. They're not just mailing it in. They're not just calling it a season. They're here to play. They're here to make a couple statements, and, you know, I think a lot of us expect that this late in the season, the team with 11 wins, a lot of them are just ready to go home. They're ready to just be done. They're ready to call it a year and just move on to next season. A lot of them will be back next year. But for Colorado, I think that it's kind of a different tune for this team, where you have a lot of youngsters on this roster who are competing for a roster spot next season. Because this is a team where, with 11 wins on the year to this point, you're going to have a massive retool. Something's going to happen in the offseason to this team. And a lot of these guys are trying to make a case in point, trying to say, hey, this is why I should be here next season. And I think that's what we're seeing from the Colorado grit here in this game. They've had a pretty good performance. Wranglers have played well as well. I think without the stellar play of Jack Erickson to this point, the Colorado netminder, the Wranglers could have the lead at this point in the game, but it seems to be a complete effort from Colorado at this point. That's the reason why they lead 2-1. So for Colorado, I mean, in the midst of a 9-game losing streak, I mean, you don't want to end the season losing 12 in a row. So you're trying to build your morale for next season, trying to build some hope for next year, trying to end on a positive. And like I said, you got some guys fighting for roster spots. Oh, baby, that makes for a dangerous combination that the Wranglers are feeling right now, and a team that is really playing with nothing to lose. And that might be some of the dangerous kind of teams. That's one of the teams that you don't want to see this time of year. A team that's got nothing to play for. They're putting together one of their best performances of the season so far here tonight. As for the Wranglers, they haven't been sitting idle either. They put together a pretty good game so far. You look at the rocky start, the opening 3 minutes of the game. Go down too early, but the response from the Wranglers has been really, really good. Colorado took the first 5 shots of the game. Colorado gets the first 2 goals of the game. And, you know, a lot of teams would go, oh no. That's a problem. But for the Wranglers, the response was immediate. We saw the Wranglers take a lead in the shot count not too long after Colorado took the 2-0 lead. Wranglers were getting shots on goal. They were getting breaks offensively. And then finally broke through with the McDonough goal in the second period. So look for the Wranglers here in the third period to continue doing what they've been doing, being aggressive on the forecheck, trying to force a young Colorado team into making mistakes. And we saw McDonald's goal come off of a turnover. I wouldn't be surprised if the Wranglers' next goal, if they are able to get some more goals, hopefully they are, if they are able to get some more goals, look for those goals to maybe come off of turnovers. If not, look for it to maybe come off of a line rush, as the Wranglers seem to be doing that well in the second period as well. We talked about Wranglers being hard on the forecheck. Sometimes it's the nitty-gritty that counts. It's those little things. Winning races to pucks in the corners, winning races to pucks in general, to keep the pucks in the zone, keep them in your possession. It's little things like that can go a long way in a tight game like this. And so we'll see what the third period has in store between these two clubs, as it's sure going to be a fun-filled one, as it's high drama here at the Budweiser bullpen, as the Wranglers in games like this have really had their way. Wranglers are 27-5-2, games decided by 1 or 2 goals, as the Wranglers looking to pick up win number 31 on the season, two points closer, to the New Mexico Ice Wolves in the South Division standings, although the Ice Wolves are in action tonight as well. We'll take a peek and see what they're doing right now as the playoff picture unfolds in front of our eyes on a Friday night in early April. We'll get to our out-of-town scoreboard when we come back on the Wranglers Hockey Network on NATV and YouTube.